Migrant Amazon driver allegedly smashes Florida mom walking baby, flees scene. By Paul Bois on August 27, 2024. Sara Ipara Obias, a migrant from Venezuela who was granted a work permit after overstaying a tourist visa, has been accused of crashing her car into a Florida mother who was walking her baby in a stroller before fleeing the scene. The mother, who has not yet been identified, had been pushing her four-month-old infant in a stroller across the street when Para Obias came driving down and crashed into her, throwing the baby into the street. Surveillance video then allegedly showed Para Obias, an Amazon driver, getting out of her car to put the baby back in the stroller before fleeing the scene as the mother lied on the concrete bleeding from catastrophic injuries. The mom's attorney, Judd Rosen, said that Para Obias left the baby alone in the middle of the intersection and the mom bleeding from her skull. According to the New York Post, the 45-year-old Para Obias entered the U.S. on a tourist visa in 2019, which expired in 2021, Homeland Security sources told the Post. She was granted temporary protected status in 2021, which allowed her to apply for a work permit, said the report. Para Obias was arrested Friday on charges of leaving the scene of the crash with serious bodily injury and leaving the scene of the crash without serious bodily injury, according to the Miami-Dade Police Department. Para Obias was later released on bond, which prompted outcry from the family lawyer. She was run down in broad daylight and left for dead, and within 24 hours of getting arrested, the suspect is back on the streets, potentially driving around. Where is the justice system when you need them? He said. As Breitbart News reported in 2021, the Biden administration gave hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan nationals temporary protected status, TPS, which will allow them to remain and work in the United States for more than a year. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the administration will allow Venezuelans and foreign nationals who last resided in Venezuela to remain in the U.S. through September 2022 under TPS, said the report. Those eligible for the Venezuelan TPS must be in the U.S. by March 8, 2021. Reports estimate that about 320,000 Venezuelans will benefit from the TPS designation, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.